I don't think I found teaching. I think teaching found me.
Diana Thompson was born and raised in the parish of St. Thomas. A teacher by profession, Ms. Thompson did not initially have her sights set on being in the classroom.
I wanted so much to be an accountant, but I got the opportunity to teach in 1996 at my alma mater, Happy Grove High School, for 1 year. At that time, I entered the classroom as a pre-trained teacher.
When the year ended, Ms. Thompson moved from Portland to another alma mater, this time in the parish she was born. That school was Duckenfield Primary, where she taught for 1 term.
After that term, I transitioned to Paul Wilbur High School, January of 1998, to teach for 2 terms. And since then, I've spent 20 years at this institution.
Throughout her journey, her passion for teaching grew. While that passion grew, she implemented a number of programs that assisted several students at Paul Bogle High.
My passion for teaching grew because I saw the need of the students that were at the institution. I implemented Professionalism Day, Career Week, where we took children out on education tours. I implemented a program to teach them how to actually operate a business so that many of them could get hands-on knowledge. I also implemented etiquette classes to help some of them enhance their social graces and the way they conduct themselves generally.
Ms. Thompson, who teaches principles of accounts and principles of business, also developed a mini-enterprise project where students set up and operate a business for 2 to 3 weeks.
I have had students who open their first bank account from the profit that they got. I've had students who have utilized that business venture to pay for their CTEC fees. Well, I've had students who have started a small business by just utilizing that idea. They are able to write business plans. We use that mini enterprise to assist the students to actually operate their business, and it becomes part of their SBA writing.
She says several of the students' businesses are still in operation. Ms. Thompson also drafted a proposal for the expansion of the school's agriculture department. The project, which got underway with support from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, includes the expansion of the institution's broiler unit and apiary. She has also served as form teacher and grade coordinator at the institution.
My greatest fulfillment in teaching is my ability to work with a child or to work with a set of students who come to me at a level, and I am able to move them from that level to a different point. And also to see how these students transition naturally upward with knowledge.
Outside of her job, Ms. Thompson enjoys reading, sewing items such as drapes and pillows, is a certified cosmetologist, lectures part-time, assists university students with research papers, attends church, and volunteers her time and skills to community, district, and parish projects. Ms. Thompson also co-founded the Teachers Welfare Fund for the St. Thomas chapter of the Jamaica Teachers Association.
So what we do is to ask teachers and schools to contribute to the fund, and we have assisted teachers who are ill with medical expenses, teachers who have a death in the family. We give them a little money, and we are trying to see how best we can to get the fund going so that it can sustain itself.
Diana Thompson, the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation awardee for 2018, in recognition of over 20 years of outstanding and dedicated service to education.
To be recognized by the country, it is magnificent. In all my years of giving voluntary service and doing the things that I have been doing, I never thought that I would be recognized at this level. I am elated. I can't find the words in the dictionary. And I will also use it. I will use it as a way of motivating other persons, other colleagues, for them to see persons who will be getting the award and to just hear the contribution that they have made to this country.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.